Now, we are in the studio and we're going to talk about the Music Man project with Alison, Kaylee and Joe. Hello.
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 So we've got musician. Alison, where are you?
I'm here.
There you are.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So you're a musician. What do you play?
Yeah, so my main instrument is flute, but I play recorder, piano, I dabble in the drums, ukulele, a bit of everything, basically.
Should call you Jack then, Jack of all trades. I think that's where we're going with this one. And Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
You're actually from the Frontline Partnership as well, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Frontline is the kind of an umbrella organisation that does all of these projects. So Music Man is our newest project and we're really excited about it. It came about because we had some money to run a wellbeing pilot. Right. And as part of the pilot, we did a research to find out what adults with learning disabilities actually wanted to do. And they said, we want music.
Yeah.
So here we are. Literally, wow. Here we are. Yeah. With the ladies who are now running that project for us.
Wow, so it's literally, it's so new. We call it a fledgling project.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We've literally been in the running for, just before the half term. So we're about 5-6 or so weeks in.
Wow.
So it's been great. We've had some lovely time learning the music and meeting obviously the people who have already come to participate in the program, and it's been really fabulous. Fabulous, and we're looking forward to just so much more fun.
Nice one. Kaylee, how are you doing over there? You're
right? Not too bad. Oh, been made to feel very welcome.
Yeah, so are you enjoying the project as well?
Oh, massively enjoying it.
Yeah.
I've worked for Frontline Partnership for 3.5 years, and as Joe would know, since I heard about the Music Man, I was banging on about being the support worker.
Yeah.
No talent, but plenty of enthusiasm.
That's not true.
She's selling herself short.
Yeah, she really is selling herself short.
I was going to say, very, very modest there as well, Kaylee. But Alison, can you tell us a little bit about the Music Man project?
Basically, so the project was started up by a gentleman called David Stanley, who's based down in Leon Sea Way, South End that way. And the idea is that the project is a platform where people, adults with learning disabilities, can participate in music, but in a performance opportunity as the focus. So this year, the Music Man project is doing a concert on the 8th of April at the Royal Albert Hall. It's something we aspire as a satellite group to be joining in 2 years' time.
Not an aspiration, we are going.
That's why you got Kaylee there.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. That's her skill set there, right? Go on.
Yeah. And so it was, it's just a fabulous project because it, enables everyone of all abilities to be able to perform in a venue like the Royal Albert Hall and locally as well. There's a lot of concert opportunities.
We have our first one booked in.
Oh,
we do.
Okay. This is an exclusive.
We need a drum. You should have brought your drums
that was
with
hot
you there,
the
Alison. So come on then. Well, what's the first one?
So the first one is at the Gates Music Evening in the Dell. So the Gates is one of Frontline's projects, and they have their own band called the Swinging Gates.
Oh.
And they kind of, once a year, we've got a lovely area in the kind of horticultural project called the Dell. So it's all outside music, and we are doing a star performance. What can I tell you?
Alison looks a bit nervous now.
No, not at all. This is great news.
You're gonna run there now.
Yeah, this is a great exclusive. It's really exciting because obviously when you've got something that you're working towards, it gives a focus, and it means that we do primarily have fun. That music has got to be about creativity, enjoying the activity. We definitely saw that during lockdown, people often turn to music because it's a way that you can express yourself. But to then have a concert to work towards,
It's a goal, would you say?
Yeah, it's a real good goal. And music doesn't just happen. It's a lot of practice that goes into it, and working together as a team, whether you're performing in it backstage.
Yeah.
And so to have that concert to work towards is fabulous. So.
What ages can join?
So anyone from 18 upwards.
Wow, really?
No upper limit.
So how many people have you got actually in the project at the moment in your region?
Yes. Yeah, so,
what do you reckon, Kayleigh?
We've got 6 participants in the morning, hopefully stretching that to 8 as of tomorrow, fingers crossed. Ah. And we have a very round 8 in the afternoon, but we are looking to grow.
Oh, okay. So, what are you looking for, more people that are playing instruments or singing, or what are you looking for?
No, there's no prerequisite,
no,
is it? You
not
just
at all.
Come
anyone
along.
Anyone that wants to come, and even if all they can manage is to clap.
A triangle is working, right?
Yes, definitely. A little toe tap is anything.
Yeah, that's worth its weight in gold, isn't it? Just to see, no matter what abilities some of our participants come with, you know, there is always something that is just magical, literally, when you see them wanting to get involved, you know, be it a toe tap or be it full on, let's play some ukulele chords. It is phenomenal.
You see people get more confident as the time goes on as well, I guess.
A harmonica with a twerk is a thing of beauty.
Who does that?
A lovely gentleman.
Yeah, I'll give you an image and it's not me. No.
It sounds like that could go viral on TikTok or something like that, to be fair.
Well, maybe that's our next fundraiser.
There you go, yeah. You're always thinking of the future, what's around the corner. I know. Alison's still thinking of the gig that she's got coming up.
Yeah. I do. I think, like, it's just amazing that we've also, having since started and seen some people come along, you know, all of a sudden it's a conversation of, oh yeah, well, I actually used to play the guitar like about 5 years ago, and then for the guitar then to come out and be used, and, you know, hear that people are, yeah, this week I've learned like the words, or I've learned how to play this chord. You know, that's what music should be about. Everyone should have that buzz for it, and then have a platform to show it.
And so, then you've got the community around you then as well, haven't you? Because you've got new friends, right? Because you say, Joe, all about mental health, well-being, isn't it,
It's all about well-being, yeah. Our strapline is inclusion, because community works, you know, and everything we do comes back to that inclusion. If it isn't about inclusion, then actually we're not doing it, because, you know, there is no point in doing it for our benefit. Yeah. You know, we're doing it to make sure that Brentwood is a more cohesive community to live in. So
that's brilliant. And doing a project like this is amazing. And like you say, Alison, great fun. So, okay, so there's 8 of you at the moment. So what kind of days do you meet up and join? And is there a specific day?
Tuesday, and we've just got a new home as well, which is really, really exciting. And that is going back to what Joe said again about community.
Right.
So we're actually going up to Eagle Hall at the First Worley Scouts.
Right, okay.
And that's going to be our new home. And we've been there this morning. That's probably why Alison and I are buzzing, because we've just got such a good feel about the environment, and we're really, really excited to have our first one there tomorrow.
Oh wow, so it is tomorrow then, you're going to have your very first one in your new venue
and
as well.
That's it, yeah. With all the new kit, you know, we've got speakers and a projector screen and everything. We were quite technical this morning.
so if anybody wants to join and think, oh, you know what, I wouldn't mind getting involved in something like that, and obviously you haven't got to just come along and then that's it, you've got to sign up and you can't not ever get... It's a case of just coming and have a look to see if it's suitable for you as well. Would you say that's okay to do?
Perhaps? Absolutely. And if you go onto our website, www.frontlinepartnership, then you will find information about the project and... Well, sorry, you won't find information about the Music Man Project, but you will find information about how to contact us.
Right.
Music Man Project is coming with our brand new website. So watch this space. So that's really exciting. But yes, give us a ring. Actually, we're on social media. So we've got Instagram and we've got Facebook.
Yeah. Mm. There's an actual national page for the Facebook for the Music Man Project, and then on that there's an Essex, you know, sort of focus.
Yeah.
So a lot of the information and the updates on what's going on. So today we've just posted a picture of Kayleigh and I in our Music Man t-shirts outside the first Scouts Hut, and just to say about tomorrow, we run two sessions on a Tuesday.
Oh, right.
It runs between 10 and 12. Then we have lunch, which sometimes participants stay. And then the second session is between 1 and 3. So, there's the choice to come along to one session or both. And,
We get our wonderful welcome song, our new edition of the Time for Lunch song.
Yeah.
Joe rocks up for the goodbye song.
And the rest of the snacks that have left. That's what it is, Joe, right?
What can I say?
Yeah. So if you're coming along and you've got a carer or a support worker with you, it's okay to bring somebody along and stuff like that, right?
Absolutely. And the more the merrier. And everyone who steps in the door, regardless of abilities, backgrounds, etc., everyone gets involved. That's brilliant. Kind of our mantra. So as soon as they walk through the door, it's all singing, all dancing. But even if that's, you know, that thought terrifies you, because it's not necessarily, you're not a jazz handsy type person, it's so, like, we aim to be inclusive. Yeah. So no matter how much you want to get involved, you know, just to be there and participating and toe-tapping and so forth is, you know, it's a really comfortable space.
You can't help but join in, though, can you?
I was going to say, okay, you lot make me want to come along and then join
you. Feel free, come down at any point.
I'll be my guitar, I'll be off for you. They don't stop it, mate, But listen, I'll tell you what, I want to come back and find out more information as well and where we can get hold of you again. But I asked if you wanted a song and what was it you requested?
I do know, but... La Bamba.
Okay, now if you don't dance, I'm going to take some pictures. Right, here we go. So why did you request that one anyway?
So although a lot of the Music Man project is written by David Stanley himself, as new songs specifically for the Music Man project, we kind of were looking at ways of, when we were getting started, as to songs that would be more accessible to play or easily accessible as we started up. So La Bamba is based on three chords, which is brilliant. And we just started with La Bamba, Twist and Shout, Hound Dog. They're all based on three chords, which meant that, you know, we've got some of our participants were playing just three notes on a glockenspiel, some were playing three chords on a ukulele, some were using the tambourine to join in, singing the songs, whatever. So it was, that was how we started. So that's why we chose La Bamba, because it's kind of set us in stone as we were getting set up.
So what other types of music do you play? So it makes sense, actually, like the less chords like needed, the easier it is kind of everybody to feel they join in, especially if they join in throughout the process, right? So what other songs do you kind of got? All different genres, is it?
Yeah, I mean, they're all different types of music, different styles. So working towards the Royal Albert Hall concert that's coming up, David Stanley has written things where the military band can play along and as an accompaniment to those who are performing. To all sorts, we play percussion instrumental pieces only. So we always start up with some warm-up songs. So there's a hello song and a goodbye song with a time for lunch, as we've said, sandwiched in between, literally, pardon the pun. Oh, but aside from that, we obviously want as many people to feel like they can actively participate. So by doing a percussion piece, it could be just a piece that's got a part that's got like one clap in it on beat one, or another part might be more complex where it's got much more syncopation in it. So it means that everyone is able to take part regardless of ability, and it makes it inclusive. And that's with, as I say, with people who've got support workers for us that are involved, and we get to make a lot of noise, which is great.
And that leads into one of my favourite songs that David Stanley has written. I mean, the man is an incredible musician. If you look at the sheet music, he is just a master. But one of my favourite songs is Hey There, and that is probably his most accessible song, because it is literally, we get to say the words and make some noise. We really do make a lot of noise. Also, there is, everybody must have heard the song Music is Magic. He did release it as a Christmas single. He did also do a railway tours with it as well, and the signs that go with it, because we sign Makaton as well as do the singing and the musical instruments. And Music Is Magic is the most touching song that he's probably written and recorded.
Yeah, so you was talking about the Albert Hall, because obviously there's an event going on in April. Michael Ball's going to be there. You are going to be there in a couple of years, as we said, right? But can you tell us a little bit about more about that, and how many people go along, and how long the event lasts for, and things like that? Joe? Alison? Which one's going?
Shall I start?
Go on, Joe.
Okay, so the event is on the 8th of April, I believe. And I know that a lot of the tickets are sold, but I'll do a little plug. If you would like to go along, we would love to see you there. And we'll all be there as well, sitting actually really high up, because we were too late to get really good seats. But but we're really looking forward to it. And there will be 260 adults with a learning disability playing in that concert. So, yeah, I'm going to take tissues.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely, because I had a little sneak peek. I went along to Southend to see his Southend group, have a little rehearsal. Yeah, tissues at the ready.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm getting emotional sitting there thinking about it. You can just imagine it, can't you? Wow. Because how long's that been going there as well? They've been doing that event there. Do we know, roughly?
I think this might be, don't quote me, but it might be their seventh time. Yeah, it's every 2 years they run it. So,
well, it's a big event, isn't it? So that's why
huge,
it takes... Huge.
And I think he has, I'm right in saying, are we the 12th satellite group, wow. I believe? Yeah. So that's bringing all of them together. Yeah. Some of them as far as Scotland, as far down as Cornwall, I think.
He's got groups as well worldwide.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he has.
International group.
So we're really proud, actually, to be...
Yeah, part of it. It's such a privilege.
And for us, as well as the guys, I mean, the guys are super excited, but we are too.
So did you get to meet any of the other regions as well before? Can you chat to them to help with advice and things like that as well? Or?
Yeah, so we, when we were first looking as starting up, we asked David Stanley, can we come and visit? And they really just welcomed us with open arms. Kayleigh's recently been, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you get such a warm welcome when you go there. So their groups, there's about 30, isn't there, that go to their session, because they've been formed for a long time and obviously, you know, it's grown there. And you just walk in and it's just, such joy to be there, because they love being involved in it. Everyone's, you know, really, really involved, happy, and just enjoying the experience.
Yeah.
So it's great, yeah. And we hope that when you come and visit us, you'll get the same kind of joyful, experience and welcome, because we, like I say, it is just such a happy, smiley, wonderful music making place to be, if I'm honest.
See, you're on socials as well, so I'm sure you're going to put some sneak little bits and pieces up there as well, aren't you? Brilliant stuff. So do you want to let us know again how we can get hold of you, because obviously we want to come along now, so how do we do that?
We're not shy. You can just turn up on a Tuesday at the First Worley Scouts. We won't be offended. We'll make room for you. There's even a cuppa available.
If
the music's not bringing you in, a cuppa must.
There you go.
Failing that, you can go onto our website, www.frontlinepartnership.org, and click on the links. You can contact Joe via Joe's email, or the work mobile number's also on there. And we also have a Facebook page as well.
So, Joe, you're going to have to come back as well and tell us all the other stuff that you're doing with Frontline, because I know there's one with a football on it as well that I'm quite interested about, so I'm looking forward to I'll have to catch
there
up
is.
About
yeah,
so that soon. But Alison, listen, I don't know what instrument you're going to be playing. I'll say you're jack of all trades. I'm going to know you as Jack now if I meet you in the street. Hi, Jack. That's how it's going to be in the future. But listen, thanks so much all of you for coming along. It's been an absolute joy. Kayleigh, Alison and Joe, thank you so much. And what song would you like to end with? Again, I know what it is.
So we'd really like it if you could play Hound Dog for us.
Thanks so much. I'll catch you soon. And this is Take a Strap to News. Bye, girls.
Bye.